This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I live in South, for those of you who don't know, I live in South Carolina. South Carolina has always been sort of a puzzle to me. A lot of you may think South Carolina is just as red as it can be. And let me tell you, couldn't be further from the truth. But the gun laws are pretty good. But South Carolina is a little bit, well, we're the same thing as Florida. We're sort of an outlier. We're just one of five states to completely bar the opening carrying of handguns, along with California, Illinois, New York, and Florida, which is another outlier when it comes to open carry laws. But there's a bit of a revolution occurring here now. Not exactly one I would call so, it's not like, oh dear God, look at what's coming now, but it is a bit of one. And dozens of representatives are supporting a change to state law. It would be a small but significant step in the right direction. Coming from Representative Bobby Cox, we get this is an incremental step towards restoring our constitutional freedoms. He is a Greenville County lawmaker and is among a list of 67 state representatives who support the legislation, which was discussed last Thursday morning among members of the state's general laws subcommittee. And he states, DJ Spiker, who's an NRA representative, states, this is not creating the Wild West. This is simply a common sense measure bringing South Carolina in line with other states, including all of your neighbors. And while it's a small step, it's a critical step, and a step that's long overdue in bringing South Carolina in line with the vast majority of the country. Now, South Carolina has no provision at all for open carry, which in and of itself is not a bad thing. I mean, even if we get this, the open carry allowance will simply be solving an issue for me. See, I'm not really interested in open carry because open carry is sort of an identifier. But at the same time, I'm also not interested in going down because of me inadvertently flashing a gun. Now, if I print, I show the bottom of my barrel, if my gun flashes while I'm reaching for something high, I'm in trouble. What we're referring to here is called the Open Carry and Training Act, and it applies to those who have a concealed carry permit, and it allows open carry whenever a gun holder is permitted to carry a concealed weapon in the state. Now, to this end, there are a couple of things. I mean, if I could open carry, I would probably wear polo shirts instead of, you know, concealed is concealed, so in order for me to cover up with, like, say, a polo shirt, because this is South Carolina, you know, it's not a heavy coat region. When I go in somewhere, I could take off my coat and then not worry about somebody having a conniption fit because I am carrying a gun and they can see it. And it would be nice if this was constitutional carry. Now, constitutional carry is a whole different thing altogether. But sometimes progress is going to come in a series of small steps and not one giant leap for constitutional rights, because, you know, they do that glacial thing. And from the NRA, Spiker notes, even an inadvertent display of a concealed firearm would be considered a crime under current law. And this would do nothing more than allow those already licensed to carry to choose the manner in which they do so. Of course, that's not the final word on this, though. Don't kid yourself. For South Carolina gun control activists, this bill would also cause anarchy in the streets and somehow lead to more violent crime. And here we get something from Arm in Arm Representative Megan Tracy. She said, open carry with or without training is a mistake for South Carolina. Now, her organization advocates on behalf of South Carolinians who support responsible gun ownership. She said the training aspect of this bill is an illusion. It's a security blanket meant to make us feel better about an inherently dangerous policy. And once we make this mistake, there's no dialing this policy back and no making it better. However, here's the problem. 45 states allow this. Some of them anti-gun allow open carry. So give me a break. This bill is a small but sensible move that no responsible gun owner should object to, much less call dangerous. But unfortunately, gun control activists like Tracy's weren't the only ones objecting to the measure during a committee hearing this past Thursday. There they had Charleston Police Chief Luther Reynolds said the bill does not make sense to him, while Charleston County Sheriff Kristen Graziano let fly one of the standard tropes of gun control advocates. I support the Second Amendment, but... And she continued, I am, however, perplexed as to why, after all of the conflict, protests, and rise in violent crimes involving gun violence over the past year, that legislature is prioritizing a measure that would, in my professional opinion, put our professionals in a tactical disadvantage to protect and serve all of the citizens we serve. My region, as well as nationally, is facing a defensive stance in the increase of violent crimes involving firearms. The past year has been extremely challenging for law enforcement, and open carry further blurs the lines of what our professionals face during a crisis, much less in everyday normality. I will remain opposed to a bill that creates opportunity for our communities and our servants to be less safe. To put them in that position is selfish and irresponsible. Well, here's the problem, Sheriff. This is not about what is convenient for you. And one thing that I would also point out to you, or anybody that wants to bring this up in this manner, is that most of the people throwing you guys under the bus are Democrats. Not law-abiding people, which is not to say the Democrats are not law-abiding people, but you get my meaning. So... She claims that open carry by licensed gun owners creates opportunities for the communities and service to be less safe. But she never gives any evidence of this. She never explains why she believes that. Does she think that criminals are going to illegally carry a gun or suddenly going to open carry, or that criminals who aren't currently carrying a gun will decide to do so because me with a license could choose the manner in which I carry the gun? And it makes no sense and comes across as an attempt at emotional blackmail more than a substantive argument. And even in anti-gun states like Massachusetts and Connecticut, the open carrying of firearms by licensed gun owners is legal. So if law enforcement in these states can't figure it out, I'm sure that agency in South Carolina, this is the whole trope I've heard many times, how are they going to know? I know some of the law enforcement in South Carolina, and these guys are no less sharp than anybody out there. They're very good at what they do. They will adapt, and I hope this bill passes. And that it is indeed just an incremental step towards the full acceptance of the right to keep and bear arms in this state. Nothing like getting in their face a little bit. I do like that a bit. We'll see where it goes. Finally, maybe our time has come. But we're certainly going to see. Maybe I should reach out to Arm in Arm. I'll have to look them up in the break here just to see if I could coax them on the show. I'd love to hear what they have to say. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support
support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
That is the home of the binary trigger, the Salus line, the Reformation line, the Providence militia. Go check them out, franklinarmory.com. Karl Marx, who is really popular among stupid and evil people, once called religion something to the effect of the opiate of the masses. And while that's ridiculous, real religion, far from lulling people into a stupor, activates them, which is why our garbage establishment hates it and wants to replace it with some gooey Methodism. The fact is that wokeness is itself a drug, and wokeium is the opiate of the jackasses, and our garbage establishment is the pusher. So why would you push the wokeness drug on the young, vulnerable, dumb, and disenfranchised? Because if you are obsessed with your next woke fix, with jousting with the phantom white supremacists who allegedly lurk around every corner, with purging the bad thought havers who are the cause of all of your disappointments and failures, you aren't seeing who's really running the okey-doke on you. Wokeism distorts reality. You don't see the scam. Instead, you fixate on false enemies, enemies who you would see you have much in common with, if not for the woke-fueled haze. The establishment wants us normals at war with the woke. Why? Well, because if we're fighting each other over that insufferable social justice warrior nonsense, we're not uniting against the real enemy. The real enemy that runs a rigged system where if you start getting ahead, the rules change with a phone call. Reddit/Robinhood, anybody? The real enemy that creates a system where you're told you must go to college, where you get fed meaningless nonsense in huge impersonal lecture halls, and then you get handed a huge bill you have to pay off for the rest of your life so a bunch of bums with doctors can enjoy their sinecures in academia. The real enemy that creates a system where you are constantly deprived of the power to govern yourself, where you're constantly lied to, where the establishment dines at the French Laundry while you lose your job waiting tables. Yet, under the influence of wokeism, you hallucinate that your enemy, the cause of all your misery, is that truck driver who likes Donald Trump. He did it. Him and his bad thoughts and his Jesus and his guns. He's why your life is a bubbling cesspool. That truck driver in Chattanooga with the MAGA hat thinking wrong things. He's to blame for all of your problems. Not the people who run all the institutions, who make all the decisions, and who hooked you on this SJW junk. And this is what wokeism makes you think. Those others are bad and evil and racist and sexist and transphobic and you better not talk to them. You certainly better not interact with them. You might understand that you share the same real enemy if you did that. So, but if the woke addict came down off of his, her, Z's woke high and actually talked to that truck driver, him, her, Z'er might see that he, she, Z shares a lot more in common with the guy identifying guy in the John Deere ball cap than he, she, Z does with the rich, you know, idiots pushing the wokeism. Woke addicts have no use for the banks. Neither does he. Woke addicts have no use for Wall Street. Neither does he. Woke addicts have no use for endless wars that give our ruling caste a thrill. Neither does he. He's getting shafted by the rigged system, and so is the woke junkie. But if you're snorting woke like Hoover Biden on a bender in Medellin, then you have to hate John Deere guy because he's racist, only you can't actually see any racism. He's not running around in blackface or burning crosses, and he even seems to have black friends. But when you take a hit of wokeness, you just know that racism is in there somewhere, even if you can't see it or touch or hear it. Like all drugs, wokeness is designed to alter reality. It's about the feels. And the feels are good. You know, you do a fat line of woke and you finally feel that you have some meaning and purpose in your life. You're on the side of right, damn it, and it feels so good. Finally, a crusade, a struggle, something that gives you a purpose. Wokeism gives you that meaning you never got anywhere else because your parents, themselves broken and battered by the same system that makes sure your woke bong is always brimming split up. Your mom didn't take you to church, and your community was no community at all. You grew up empty. Yet, yearning for meaning, as all people do, and into that void vein, the establishment ejected the wokeium. Like all good pushers, that first hit is free. Next one costs you, though. And now you're an addict. You'll always be after that incredible first-time high, which is why wokeism gets crazier and crazier as the addicts chase the SJW dragon. Started with the uncontroversial idea of not being a bigot against black people. But now fadism is the thing. Tomorrow maybe it's time to stamp out smart privilege. Woke addicts see the white supremacists everywhere, under the bed, climbing the walls, watching them from the dark. Woke addicts know that men can transform into women and back from the power of wanting. And the junkies revel in the ecstasy of victory over mere reality by accepting that many men menstruate. Woke addicts know that the bad people are all around them, but they're weirdly never found in Bel Air or the Hamptons or Scat Francisco. Ignoring the piles of yesterday's soup kitchen sandwiches and prickly hypos scattered around the sidewalk makes you a very good person. But you are positive that they're all over Middle America, though you've never actually been to Middle America. And that's where you find the bad people who just happen to be the enemies of the people pushing the wokeium. What a weird coincidence, isn't it? And face it, if you're woke, you're a junkie, hooked on the transitory meaning you get by being on the side of the fake righteousness. And look all around you. Your friends are ugly, pierced, and always angry, and so are you. Meth wrecks your teeth, but woke wrecks your body and soul. It's just that wokeness makes you feel something, and for you, betrayed by a ruling caste that exploits you and hooks you on its lies, that's enough. But it doesn't have to be. You can kick the habit. You can get sober. You can get the non-human primate organism, fight the scourge of, you know, specificism off your back. So skip a hit and get clean and sober up and take a look at those people who you've been drugged up into believing is your enemy. Talk to that Trump guy that you hate. See how he thinks the same about the big corporations, the government lies, and the stupid wars as you do. And you'll see that they aren't enemies, and most dangerously of all for our garbage establishment, you'll see who really is your real enemy for the very first time. It'll be like that movie They Live. That weird movie with the sunglasses and Rowdy Roddy Piper, who I actually think missed his calling. He was a very good actor, old Rowdy Robbie. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The impeachment trial of former President Trump continues, with his attorney making the case that the trial is unconstitutional.
We can't possibly be suggesting that we punish people for political speech in this country. And if people go and commit lawless acts as a result of their beliefs and they cross the line, they should be locked up. And in fact, I've seen quite a number of the complaints that were filed against the people who breached the Capitol. Some of them charged conspiracy. Not a single one of them, I noticed, charges conspiracy with the 45th President of the United States.
Trump defense attorney Bruce Castor, Jr. President Biden meeting at the White House with executives from Walmart, J.P. Morgan Chase, and the Chamber of Commerce to talk about helping the economy and addressing the pandemic. USA Radio News. The White House is defending a proposal to include making the minimum wage $15 an hour as part of the COVID-19 relief plan. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters 27 million American workers will get a raise with the passage of a wage hike. It comes after the recent nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office reported that 1.4 million Americans would likely lose their jobs, while 900,000 Americans would come out of poverty with the wage hike. President Biden's plan to block deportations is being put on hold again. A federal judge's order was set to expire today, but it has been extended by 2 weeks. U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton previously ruled the lawsuit filed by the state of Texas was likely to prevail on its claims that the deportation moratorium violates federal law. The Biden administration arguing there needs to be a pause in deportations while his administration crafts new immigration law. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. There's something to be said about arrogance. I sort of like the swagger of arrogance sometimes. There's just something about it. There's just something about somebody knowing that they know how to make something happen. Even if they're evil. Even if they're wrong. Even if they're unconstitutional. See, I see, especially right now, because the impeachment of Trump is back in swing, impeaching a guy who's not in office. There's no other pressing business going on in the United States. Let's go do this. There's this lingering feeling that the media is trying to tamp down. They want people to say, so it's been proven that this election was not stolen. Can you say that? I'm trying to normalize this idea. Because for 75% of Republicans out there, they still feel like the election was stolen. And this is a problem. The Republicans are going to have to navigate this very carefully. Voter integrity should be something that all sides can agree on, but only the GOP seems to care about enforcing such matters, even if they weren't willing to enforce them when they actually had enough circumstantial stuff going on in front of them to take a very serious look at it. But then we got this, and I mean, this is stunning that we got this, and I haven't had a chance to talk about this yet, but we got this stunning Time magazine article that goes into detail about the shadow campaign anti-Trump forces conducted in an all-out effort to ensure that the 45th president of the United States was defeated, and to make sure, in their terms, that the election ended in the proper outcome. Quite some strange bedfellows in this one, too. Left-wing activists, big business, some squishy Republican operatives. A war waged on multiple fronts. Social media platforms, election laws changed by secretaries of state. This cadre of folks made sure to fortify the election to ensure a Trump defeat. Yet, they won't say that the election was rigged. No. It was merely fortified. But it does give Trump some validation in the sense of the anointing aura that engulfed the nation, especially its news media. This has all the hallmarks. If you were to look into something called the Journalist, this is quite the coordinated effort. As ballots were still being counted, you know, the media was out there already trumpeting what was, you know, their what they thought had happened. And we get this from Time magazine. Within days after the election, we witnessed an orchestrated effort to anoint the winner, even while many key states were still being counted, said the now former president, which the article concedes. In a way, Trump was right. To the president, something felt amiss. It was all very, very strange, he said on December 2nd. Within days after the election, we witnessed an orchestrated effort to anoint the winner, even while many key states were still being counted. And there was a conspiracy unfolding behind the scenes, one that both curtailed the protests and coordinated the resistance from CEOs. Both surprises were the result of an informal alliance between left-wing activists and business titans. And the pact was formalized in a terse, little-notice joint statement of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the AFL-CIO, published on Election Day. Both sides would come to see it as a sort of implicit bargain inspired by the summer's massive something destructive racial justice protests, in which the forces of labor came together with the forces of capital to keep the peace and oppose Trump's assault on democracy. The handshake between business and labor was just one component of a vast cross-partisan campaign to protect the election, an extraordinary shadow effort dedicated not to winning the vote, but to ensuring it would be free and fair, credible and uncorrupted. For more than a year, a loosely organized coalition of operatives scrambled to shore up America's institutions as they came under simultaneous attack from a remorseless pandemic and an autocratically inclined president. Though much of this activity took place on the left, it was separate from the Biden campaign and crossed ideological lines, with crucial contributions by nonpartisan and conservative actors. So, among the things they did was they fended off voter suppression lawsuits. They recruited armies of poll workers and got millions of people to vote by mail for the first time. They successfully pressured social media companies to take a harder line against disinformation and use data-driven strategies to fight viral smears. Now, that's very important, that part there, because they were the ones determining what was the disinformation. There was no fact-checking going on. The determination was made that Trump's going to lose, and anything against that is disinformation. And this is, they're calling this the inside story of the conspiracy to save the 2020 election based on access to the group's inner workings. And it's interesting that they use the term conspiracy, as if somehow there was no way they could just win. No way they could just win it. Now, see, since this has happened, the participants want this to be told. even though it sounds like a paranoid fever dream, a well-funded cabal of powerful people ranging across industry and technology. They were not rigging it, they were fortifying it. So is it rigging or fortifying? And because they're writing this, and they're the ones coming there at you with this one context, this one perspective, they're going to employ all the linguistic gymnastics they want here. And it's pretty much, it's manipulation at its best, but not all manipulation is illegal, but it is shady. It is toning the line of felonious activity. But as we saw on Wall Street recently, it's not always illegal. Slimy, as that may sound. So that being said, this is even more disturbing. This just reinforces what we already knew about institutional bias. In fact, it's one that could kill us as a movement. Big business in the far left, who then get a massive layup from the social media giants, working with government institutions as a type of army that can carpet bomb to death any movement they feel is against their agenda. In fact, here's where the problem comes. When they get out there, when they take all of our manners of doing things in a civil way, well, all that's left is combat. And this is the part that Time magazine does not take in and does not factor in. And I don't really understand that. Because they're all about the violence. You know, they're always talking up the violence, but this is them getting out there saying, we did this to save you. We saved you from yourselves. We committed all that mail-in part. That's them admitting voter fraud. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. You know, one way to look at gun control is as a class issue. It is as much that as it is a issue of the abridgment of freedoms for misguided reasons. Naturally, those who would take or seek tighter restrictions on firearms ownership insist that it's in the name of saving lives, when anyone who actually knows anything can tell you right away they just want fewer people to buy guns. Period. What isn't always appreciated about the role of firearms in human history is that they democratize the use of force. Most people have heard the old saw about God made men, but Sam Colt made him equal. Now, that's not, strictly speaking, completely true, but it's not entirely an exaggeration either. Historically, the weapons of the common man, certainly in a military context, but outside of the, one as well, were the bow, the spear, and improvised cutting or bludgeoning instruments. The sword was the weapon of aristocracy. You can learn how to use a spear in a rudimentary but effective fashion pretty quickly. The sword takes time to learn, and large standing armies of professional soldiers got to get expensive in a hurry in any century. Now, a pike or a spear is a deadly, but imagine a peasant with a pike trying to fight a nobleman or knight who's had years of time and training with a sword while said peasant was toiling in the fields. So, in other words, the elites of society had an edge for much of human history. They were the ones who could afford to take the time to become proficient with a weapon that requires great proficiency to use well. And then guns change everything. It changed the equation. Rifle in the hands of a peasant is as deadly as in the hands of the bluest of blue bloods. And they may be less effective with one than a professional soldier who trains all the time, but represent more of a threat proportionally to a modern soldier than a pike-wielding peasant did to a knight. Look at the history of modern warfare. How many wars have professional armies failed to win against peasant insurgencies? Now, granted, guerrilla peasant armies tend to lose more in numbers, but they typically have more numbers to lose in these kind of conflicts. Now, gun control laws generally take the gun, which is the great equalizer, out of the hands of the poor and the working class. Not only does this leave them at the mercy of the ruling class and therefore dependent upon them for their protection, which is laughable given typical police response times, but it also leaves them at the mercy of their less scrupulous fellows. Crime isn't exclusively a disease of poverty, but a lot of crime is. Prevented from being able to have guns, again, the great equalizer, the poor and the working classes are vulnerable to whomever is physically strongest or stronger and willing to use it against their fellows. It is in this regard, albeit as well as sexist, the elderly cannot hope to physically defend themselves against the young, or at least a lot of them can't, and most people are aware most women are smaller and weaker in terms of physical strength compared to most men. Now, Jack Dempsey, former heavyweight champion, knocked out two would-be muggers at over 70 years of age, but, you know, that's really an outlier there, isn't it? But who can give them the means to defend themselves? And a number of things can, but among them is going to be a gun. But this isn't anything new. Take concealed carry permit laws. Prior to the 20th century, concealed carry was largely forbidden. Open carry was not. The intent prior to the 20th century was largely to ensure that the enslaved as well as the free black population was deprived of arms. Most anti-concealment legislation as well as anti-gun legislation of the 19th century was passed in former slave states and border states to keep slaves, current or former, and freedmen from having guns. The white slave-owning aristocracy, and later the perpetrators of the Jim Crow regime, surmised that if African Americans had weapons, they might use them to give their oppressors what they richly deserved. The Florida Supreme Court, even as late as 1941, acknowledged as much in Watson v. Stone. California's Mulford Act was passed to disarm the Black Panthers. The racial overtones diminished somewhat with the passage of New York's Sullivan Act of 1911. The Sullivan Act made carrying a gun in any fashion a crime unless a person was issued a permit by law enforcement. The Sullivan Act also made issuance of the permit at the total discretion of law enforcement. And who do they actually issue permits to? Well, mostly the upper 10%, older white men, generally wealthy and politically well-connected. Now take a guess today at who can actually get a New York City permit. And they do issue permits to people, you know, Donald Trump, Donald Trump Jr., Mark Anthony, the singer, Howard Stern, David Wright from the Major League Baseball, high-profile attorneys, the wealthy, the powerful. Everybody else has to be content with keeping it in their home if they can afford the $500 in fees just to get the permit to purchase it in the first place. Now, once again, we had another moment where all of this changed with the advent of shall-issue carry laws as well as constitutional carry laws. So instead of issuing permits to whom the authorities deem worthy, most states issue permits to anyone who satisfies the legal requirements and pays the licensing fees. And that's just concealed carry. And luckily for the modern gun owner, a tax stamp for an SBR, a suppressor, or for a machine gun is only $200, which is pretty reasonable. And it's only $200 because Congress hasn't raised the amount since the NFA was passed in 1934. That was, as near as makes, and it makes no difference, the equivalent of $4,000 at the time adjusted for inflation. So, once again, this means that SBR suppressors and full auto guns are, of any kind, were solely the toys of the rich. And full auto guns of any kind still are, but that's for another time. The point being, firearms democratize force itself. Gun control laws are always passed with the stark intention of saving lives, but are really to exert control over the poor and the working class. And we have one up there right now, H.R. 127. It's no different. It honors requirements for registration and gun ownership, including carrying personal liability insurance, somewhat exorbitant. And its proponents say it's to make people safe and hold people accountable. But it's actually a tool to disarm all but the wealthy and the powerful by making gun ownership untenable for anyone else. I feel bad. Here in South Carolina, for example, my state, there are none of these things where you have to buy permits and all this other stuff. So all you have to do is you have to go find a gun. You have to be able to pass the background check. If you want a permit, you have to pay for that, which is $50. You have to take the class. And, for whatever the cost of a gun and the associated things you have to do to get the permit, you may be into it for less than $700, which is even a lot of money to some people. That's a lot of money to a lot of people. But it is less money than going out there and getting a $500 permit just to have the gun in the first place, insurance, and whatever the gun costs, just so you can't carry it. It is truly class warfare, and it is also one of the things I say on a regular basis is that women are going to save the Second Amendment. It's going to be the female that does that. Because there are a class of ladies coming up nowadays, all races, all creeds, all shapes, all sizes. And they are embracing their own self-reliance in a way that is a beautiful thing to watch. Black America is owning guns. Hispanic America is owning guns. Anybody that is American that owns guns, we're making it a little better each and every day. Democratizing force is always a good thing. This is the thing. This is one of the reasons we had to have Biden win, because they thought this was going to be the gun grabber's dream. Didn't work out that way. That's not because of anything anybody did. But coming up next is going to be Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the Truth About Guns. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.